Let us resume our advanced Hebrew class using the first Hebrew reader, beginning with Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 14, which begins on page 30. But we will begin, as we have each of the classes before, on page 31 to look at the new vocabulary. The first word in the new vocabulary is kasheh. Everybody say kasheh. Kasheh means stiff, and oref is neck. Oref, neck. The third word down is hanicha. Let me be. So it's from the verb haya, but it's nifal, which means passive tense. So let me be. And the fourth word is vaychal. Vaychal, but he implored or begged or pleaded. Let's look at the verb analysis chart. The first one you know already, vayomru. Which is what? And he said. It's a reversing vav imperfect, third person, masculine, plural. So it's and they said. And they said. So you got to get the ooh in there to make it plural. Second word, he'elucha. He'elucha. The cha at the end is an ending that means you. So the verb without the cha is he'elu, which is third person, common, plural, in the perfect tense. In the he feel, which is causative, so put it all together, and they offered you, right? Or and they brought you. It can be to bring up or to offer. It comes from the verb Allah, which is to go up. In the he feel, causative, to bring up or to offer. Third one, Vayomer.
Vayomer.
You also know, and he said. It's a reversing vav imperfect. Then we have ra'iti,
ra'iti,
which again a word you know, which is what? I saw. Yeah.
I saw.
Uh-huh. The one under that, hanicha.
Hanicha.
That sounds a lot like Hanukkah, doesn't it? But it's not. Hanicha is a command form from hefil, which is causative, which is to cause to rest, or command form, rest. Why in the PGN column, in the next to the right, next to last right-hand column, is there not a number? It just says MS. Right. Every command is you. That's correct. The next one, vayichar.
Vayichar.
Is a verb we know. Chara is burn. So this is Joseph. What is Joseph? Does anybody know?
It's like suggestive, like may you do this.
Like may you, correct. Mm-hmm. And this is third person masculine singular, and may he burn, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The next one, va'achalem.
Va'achalem.
The aim ending is them. Achal is what?
It's I will complete.
I will complete them. Mm-hmm. So it's an imperfect, I will complete them. Next one, ve'eseh is imperfect, first person, common singular, so what I will make or I will do. Next to last one, Vaychal, reversing vav imperfect, which gives it a past tense or perfect tense meaning, third person masculine singular, and he implored. Notice up above in the new vocabulary, it says but it's not but, is it? It's and. What is the word for but in Hebrew? Ach. Ach. Mm-hmm. So the last verb in the verb analysis chart is yechere.
Yechere.
Yechere. Which is imperfect, third person, masculine, singular, he will burn. Hey, right? Man. Yes, Daniel.
The fourth from the bottom.
Fourth from the bottom.
How is that not a reversing vav? I'm just curious.
Because it says it's not.
Okay.
Which is not the world's best answer. And we'll have to look when we get to it. My guess is that it, we'll look at it when we get to it. Let's look at the grammatical notes. For 32 verse 8, it says, what? Koshei Oref is translated in our Bible as stiff-necked, is the biblical idiom. What's an idiom? It's words that mean something a little different from what the individual words actually mean when you put them together, is an idiom for stubborn. So, yes, stiff-necked refers to yanking on the reins of a horse and he won't turn his head. He continues to go the way he wants, not you want. So stubborn. It says in Exodus 32, verse 8, Israel is stubborn because the nation will not listen to the Lord and abandon earlier forms of worship. So God wants to change their course, and they say, no, we will not go your way. We're going to continue our way. Stiff-necked. Verse 32:10 says the command ha-nicha has ah attached to the end. The expected form is ha-nech. This any may appear on any, underline the word any, second person, masculine, singular, command. It says, remember that ah is attached to a first person, common, singular, or first person, common, plural, imperfect. The resulting form is the cohortative, or the may, right? The may.
Yeah.
Verse 32:10, the word off, which means nose. It says, and words derived from the root chara often appear together in Hebrew Bible to express anger. What is chara? Burn. The burning nose, anger. It says, for other uses of the word off, see page 349 in the first Hebrew primer, where you're going to find that it can actually just mean nose. Okay. Verse 32:11, throughout this book, the vowel O and the marker for the sheen are written as one mark, that is when they're next to each other. We found the same thing in the first book. Therefore, Moses is spelled Moshe in verse 11, and was delayed is spelled Voshesh in verse 1 on page 24. Okay, that's not new to us, so let's go on to page 30, and let's read the continuation of verse 8, which says, Vayomru, Ela, Elohecha, Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Asher.
Asher.
He'elucha.
He'elucha.
Me'eretz.
Me'eretz.
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim.
Right, so let's translate that to English, starting with Daniel. Vayomru.
They said.
Ela.
These.
And then what goes in the blank? You got to imply the verb.
Are.
Elohecha.
Your God.
Your God. So we know this is plural. It's not talking about the God in heaven. Candy. Yisrael.
Israel.
Asher.
Who?
So Israel, who? He'elucha. brought you up, Me'eretz,
from the land
of Mitzrayim,
of Egypt.
Yeah. So, and they said, these are your gods, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Verse 9, Hebrew, Vayomer, Adonai, El, Moshe, Ra'iti, Et, Ha'am, Hazeh, Vahine, Am, Koshay, Oref, Hu. So let's translate first line, starting with Daniel. Vayomer Adonai.
And the Lord said.
And the Lord said, El Moshe.
To Moses.
To Moses. Ra'iti.
I saw.
Et ha'am. Hazeh.
This people.
This people. Candy. Vahine.
And behold.
And behold. Am. Kashe. Oref. Hu. One more time.
It is a stiff-necked people.
That is correct. Verse 10, Hebrew. Va'ata. Hanicha. Li. Vayichar. Api. Vaham, Va'achalem, Va'eser, Otcha, Legoi, Gadol. Hebrew. Daniel, ve'ata,
and now,
ha'nichali,
give rest to me, or let me be.
Okay, let me be.
Would it literally say, give rest to me?
You might.
Give me a break.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it is. Give me a break. Vayichar api, Daniel.
And my anger will burn.
And my anger will burn. Candy, vahem.
With them.
With them. Why isn't it bahem? Why is there no dagesh in the bait? The bait begins the word. What rule did they not teach us in the first book that we've learned in this book? If the bait...
Is it after a vowel?
That's exactly right. When it follows a vowel, the bait takes the soft sound, not the hard sound. Good. Va'achaleim.
And I will complete them.
And I will complete them. What does that mean, and I will complete them?
Kill them.
Yeah, essentially make an end of them. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But E'eseh.
And I will make
Otcha.
You.
Daniel, Legoi Gadol.
For a great nation.
For a great nation, for a big nation. That's correct. So what God is saying to Moses is, how about if I just kill them all and start over with you? Does God intend to kill them all? No. What's he trying to do? He's trying to test Moses.
See what's in his heart.
Yeah. See what's in Moses' heart. If Moses was a man of ego And God said, how about I kill them all and start over with you? What would Moses say? Yeah, God, go ahead. Let's start over. Let me be the patriarch. But that's not Moses. Moses was the most humble man that ever lived. So verse 11, let's read what happens in Hebrew. Vaychal
Moshe.
Et. Penei. Adonai. Elohav. Vayomer. Lama.
Adonai.
Yechareh.
Apacha.
Be'amecha.
Okay, Daniel. Vaychal Moshe et Pene Adonai Elohav. Do that whole thing.
Okay. And Moses implored the face of the Lord his God.
Correct. Candy. Vayomer.
And he said,
Lama.
Why?
Adonai.
Lord.
Yechareh.
Will it burn?
Apacha.
Your anger.
So put it all together. Why will your anger burn? Ba'amecha.
With your people.
Let me ask with the third word from the end. Yechareh. Why isn't it Yechera? Normally, if you got two Segol in a row, you accent the first one. Why is this rule different?
Why? It has a Shavah with it.
That's exactly right. You can't accent a syllable with a Shavah, so it shifts the accent to the last Segol. That's why it's Yechera. Very good. Turn a page. And go to page 33. Let me mark down that this is verse 32:8 continuing. Page 33, new vocabulary. Oh, that's not a new word for us. Laharog. To kill. Laharog. It's an infinitive. The second word, ulchalotam. Ulchalotam. What's the om at the end? The om is them. The u at the beginning is and. And notice in the middle you have the word kol, or when it's by itself it's pronounced kol, which means all, right? So to all of them is to finish them off. They're being less than literal. To bring them to completion is like saying, and the times of the Gentiles will be complete. It means the Gentile rule will end. This has the same meaning and intent, to bring them to completion or finish them off.
That gives us much stronger understanding to that particular verb.
Gives much stronger understanding. Good. Third word, Meharon. May is from Haron, burning. And they put your in parentheses because I assume other words are going to follow. From burning. Next word, Vahinachem. The Vav is and. Hinachem, abandon. That's a word we're not too familiar with. And the last one of the new vocabulary is Nishbatah. And Nishbatah, I think, is a word we are familiar with. It means you promised. Nishbatah. So obviously, this is going to be Moses reminding God that you promised something and you will not break your word. So I know you're just teasing me. You're just testing me. Verb analysis, Hotzeta.
Hotzeta.
He feel causative from to go out, and he feel is bring out. So second person, masculine, singular, you brought out. So Moses is going to remind God, you brought out your children. You didn't bring them out to kill them. That would just cause the Egyptians to mock you. So we know that's not what happened. Next word, Yomru. They will say, we know that word. Lamor.
Lamor
is usually translated as saying. And what does it indicate? What follows? A quote. A quote. It says it's an infinitive, which would mean you would translate it as to say, but we know that's not the way it gets translated in the Bible. It gets translated as saying. Then we have Hotziam. Yatzah is to go out or go forth, and he feel it's to cause to go forth or to bring out. The Am at the end is them, so brought them out. Next we have Laharog, which is the infinitive, so it's to kill. Laharog, to kill. Next one is Ul-Chalotam, which we talked about above. It comes from the verb to complete, so it's and complete them, or they say above, finish them off. We know what they're trying to get at. Shuv is a command. Shuv, where do you know shuv from? Teshuva. Right, shuv is to return. It's a command form. The next one's also a command form. Vahinachem. Vahinachem. And be sorry. It's a command form. How can you command someone to be sorry? We'll find out. Then we have another command. Zachor. Is the command form. Remember. Remember. Yes, the Bible uses command forms even when speaking to God. We'll have to look at some of those and see why we would use command forms to God. And we're going to find it's where God tells us to. The last one is Nishbatah, which is a Nephal verb, and it means to swear. So you swore. Moses is going to remind God he swore. And if God swore, what will God do?
He'll keep it.
He will keep it. So grammatical notes. 32:12. Lama, which is why, often precedes an imperfect form to form a rhetorical question. Why would you, not expecting an answer, just musing, why would you? Specifically, why a certain action should or should not be undertaken. Do not forget that you learned in the first book that imperfect I will can also be I may. It's not a promise to do. It can be I will or I might. I may. In 32:12, the basic meaning of shuv in pa'al is to return or turn. But it can also be used in figures of speech and can express an idea or plan being repented and certain conditions being restored. So to return to God, to be restored, to repent, all those things are included in the word shuv. In 32:13, it says nephal verbs are usually passive. That's what nephal means, is passive. Although there are a few nephal verbs who don't carry a passive tense. We learned that in the first book. And correspond to an active pa'al form, meaning they are the passive form of the pa'al. Pa'al and nephal. Notice if you look at nephal, what you see is pa'al with a ni in front of it. So there are three passive forms to conform with the pa'al, pa'al, and hefeel. This is the one that corresponds to a pa'al verb. Says, however, some verb roots appear in the nephal and are not passive in meaning. Shavah, which is swear, is one such verb. And that's all it reminds us, is that not every nephal verb is passive tense, and swear is one of those. Let's go back up to page 32 now and read the rest of verse 11. In Hebrew it says, Asher, Hotzeita, Me'eretz, Mithraim, Bakoach, Gadol,
Gadol,
Uvyad,
Chazakah.
So in verse 11 on page 30, it was your people, and now we continue to describe your people. Daniel, what's Asher?
Which
or who? Hotzeita.
You brought
out, or you brought forth, Me'eretz Mitzrayim,
from the land of Egypt.
Candy, Bekoach Gadol,
with great strength
or power. Yes, Uviad Chazakah,
and with a hand of strength
or a mighty hand. They use down below, but a hand of strength is a good way to put it. Verse 12, in Hebrew, Lama. Where have you heard Lama before in the scripture?
Psalm 22,
verse 1, Eli, Eli, Lama sabachthani. So Lama means why? Yomru.
Yomru.
Mitzrayim. I haven't heard everybody, so let's start over. Lama. Yomru.
Yomru.
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim.
Lamor.
Lamor.
Bera'ah.
Bera'ah.
Hotziam.
Hotziam.
Laharog.
Laharog.
Otam.
Otam.
Beharim.
Beharim.
Ulchalotam.
Ulchalotam.
May all.
Panay.
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 Ha'adama. Shuv. Mecharon.
Mecharon.
Apecha.
Apecha.
Vahinachem.
Vahinachem.
Okay, Andy, let's start with you. Lama Yomru Mitzrayim.
Why will Egypt say?
And this is where they're using it in a pensive rhetorical question. Why should Egypt say? Lamor.
Saying.
So this is giving a hypothetical quote. Why should the Egyptians say this? Daniel. Bera'ah hotzi'am.
In evil, he brought them out.
In evil, he brought them out. Laharog.
To kill.
Otam.
Them.
Beharim.
In the mountains
or on the mountains. It can be either. Ulchalotam.
And to complete them
or bring them to an end. Candy. May all Pene Ha'adama.
From upon the face of the earth.
From upon the face of the earth. And then in English, we would have a comma or a semicolon or something. So Daniel, Shuv Meharon. Apecha.
Return from your burning anger.
So turn from your burning anger. A lot of our Bibles say repent. And then that causes a lot of commentaries to go, why would God repent? But it literally just means to turn away from, right?
Yes.
Turn away from your burning anger. Candy, v'hinachem.
And be sorry.
And be sorry. Better translated, and abandon. When we are sorry for something we're planning to do, we abandon it. But a lot of commentaries say, he was sorry, which means he changed his mind. And it's not a change of mind. It's don't do this, right? And abandon, don't do, whatever. Al hara'ah.
About or upon.
So, v'hinachem all goes together. The evil, Daniel, la'amecha.
To your people.
To your people or for your people.
The hinachem, can it also be to have compassion?
There is an element of that. Nacham is to comfort or have compassion on. So I see that in this word too. So it essentially means, and don't do it. Yeah.
Like the word Nahum.
Like the word Nahum or Nahum. Verse 13, Hebrew. Zachor.
Zachor.
La'avraham.
La'avraham.
La'yishak. Ul Yisrael.
Ul Yisrael.
Avedecha.
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 Asher.
Asher.
Nishbata.
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 Lahem.
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 Bach.
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 So here is a command form used by Moses to God. Why would he use a command form? What does it mean when you're commanding someone who's superior to you, who you can't really command? It's more
it
a plea.
More
it's a begging.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a begging, a pleading. That's right. If it's somebody subordinate to you, it's a command to somebody superior to you. It's pleading and begging. So what does Zachor mean?
Remember.
Remember. La'avraham.
For Abraham.
For Abraham, meaning for the sake of Abraham. La'yishak.
For Isaac.
For Isaac. Ul Yisrael.
And for Israel.
And for Israel. What did God do to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? He swore an oath. So, Avedecha, Candy.
Your servants.
Your servants. Asher.
Who?
I might even say whom, but I'm not an English major like you are. Nishbata.
You promised.
You promised, or literally, it's you swore. Lahem.
To them.
To them. Bach. In you, or perhaps better, on yourself. So why did God swear on himself an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to make their descendants so numerous? And then, why would he kill them all? So what Moses is saying is, you're testing me. You wouldn't really do that. Because if you did, you would break the oath that you swore, and God will never break an oath.
So this whole thing was just for a test.
Whole thing is just for a test. Because if Moses had stood up and said, yes, God, kill them all and start over with me, I think he'd have been the first one in smoky ashes.
It's no different than Yeshua with the disciples when he was teaching them and throwing out things and getting them to respond with Scripture.
To respond with Scripture. It's no different from the bot call to Peter in Acts chapter 10, arise, Peter, kill and eat. Does God break his oath? Does God break his word? Does God change the word that's gone out of his mouth? He does not. So Moses is saying, no, God doesn't lie. He doesn't break his word. Let's get over this. So pages 34 and 35, new vocabulary. First, arbeh.
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 Arbeh. What word do you see in arbeh? Rav or Rabah, which means numerous. So this is the verb, I will make numerous, or I will increase the number of. Kakochva, or in this case, Kakochvei, which is the word pair form of Kakochavim, as the stars of, or like the stars of. And then he says, in the third one, v'nachalu, which is reversing vav, they and they shall inherit, which means to possess forever. And the fourth one, v'yinachem. So he abandoned. It's not so he abandoned, it's and he abandoned. Verb analysis, va to da bear. Va to da bear. From da bear, which is pael, which is speak, not say. Say is a nice, soft, easygoing. De bear is pounding the podium, it's strong emotion. So this is, and you spoke. Didn't just say, and you spoke. Arbeh, I will make numerous. And when you say kakhovei, it's like the stars of. That's how numerous you're going to make them, like the stars of heaven. How many stars are there? Nobody knows. They're too numerous to count. Amarti.
Amarti.
That's just simply I said. Attain.
Attain.
You know that word, I will give or I will set. Usually it's I will give. Vanachalu.
Vanachalu.
And they will inherit. Vayinachem.
Vayinachem.
Which was reversing vav imperfect, which gives it a perfect tense meaning. Nephal, and they will be sorry. It's singular. He will be sorry, not they.
They were sorry.
Not. Yep. Yep. We'll get it right eventually, but we get the right idea. Deber. He spoke. That's simple enough. La'asot is an infinitive to do or to make. Grammatical notes. 32:14. Nachem literally means to be sorry or have compassion for someone or something. Here the word is used as a synonym for shuv, which is turn, and indicates repentance for a thought or course of action, which means deciding not to do it. Says we translated Vayinachem as and he abandoned to make the English idiomatic. What's idiomatic mean?
Doesn't really mean what the words say.
Doesn't really mean what the words say. That's correct. And then Exodus 32:12-14 refers to the covenant established between Israel and its God. I'd rather it say between Israel and our God, so fix it. The Lord promises to make Israel's future generations numerous, to give the Hebrews the land of Canaan as their own, and to preserve Israel's inheritance through future generations, which means God can't then kill them all, or else God's a liar, and we know God does not lie. It says Genesis 17, 1 through 11 outlines the terms and conditions of Israel's covenant with the Lord, and it was unconditional. So let's go on at the top of page 34 with the Hebrew. Vatadaber.
Vatadaber.
Alehem.
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 Arbeh.
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 Et.
Arbeh.
Et.
Et.
Zarachem.
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 Kekochvei.
Kekochvei.
Hashemayim.
Vachol.
Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
Hazot.
Hazot.
Asher.
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 Amarti.
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 Attain.
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 Lazarachem.
Lazarachem.
Venachalu.
Venachalu.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Maybe I'm beating the dead horse too much, but a lot of prophecy teachers and theologians, they read this section and say, God said he was going to destroy them all, and then God changed his mind. That's why I want you to see that God is testing Moses. He never said, I will destroy them. You can interpret the same words as I might and start over with you to see how Moses would respond. God did not change his mind. Once God swears, he will never change his mind and break his word. Part of testing sometimes like this is to help
a person understand
the right attitude. That's exactly right.
Later he would come and defend them and really.
And later he will come and defend them and really keep it up. Yeah. He's wanting Moses to understand a concept that when I swear, I'm not a liar. I will do that which I swore. So let's go on. Let's translate into English, starting with whichever one he speaks first. Vata de bear.
And you spoke.
That's not a soft saying. That's a strong declaration. Alehem.
To them.
Arbeh.
I will make numerous.
Et Zarachem.
Y'all seed.
Why is it y'all? Why is it you masculine plural? Because it's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? So this is part of the oath that God made on his own name to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Daniel. Kekochvei Hashemayim.
As the stars of the heavens.
As the stars of the heavens, which means more numerous than can be counted. V'chol ha'aretz hazot.
And all of this land.
Asher.
Which.
Amarti.
I said.
Candy. Attain.
I will give.
Lazarachem. To y'all's seed, v'nachalu.
And they will inherit,
le'olam.
Forever.
Verse 14, Hebrew. Vayinachem.
Adonai.
All.
Hara'ah.
Asher.
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 Deber.
Deber.
La'asot.
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 La'amo.
La'amo.
In English, who are we up to? Is it Daniel's turn?
Yeah.
Vayinachem Adonai.
And the Lord had compassion.
And the Lord had compassion. Al hara'ah.
Upon the evil.
Upon the evil. Asher.
Which.
Which. Deber.
He spoke.
He spoke. La'asot.
To do.
To do. La'amo.
To his people.
To his people. So in other words, he decided not to do it. And of course, he never intended to actually do it. Pages 36 and 37 begin a new section. So we completed Exodus 32 through verse 14. And now we're beginning again the section in Leviticus, which is another book of the Torah, with chapter 19, verse 11, and we'll see how far we get till our time runs out. Let's start with the new vocabulary, which takes two columns on page 37. We will start on the right-hand side, of course, since this is a Hebrew class. Tignovu.
Tignovu.
Comes from the same word, ganav, that you saw in the story of Ali Baba in the other book. So, you steal. Ganav is the word for thieves. The second one down, techa-cha-shu. Techa-cha-shu. You lie. Teshakaru. You cheat. Well, since we start with you steal, you lie, and you cheat, we know something's not good here. Next word, ba'amitu. It's ba'amito. Ba'amito, one another. Tishavu. See that shava in the middle, which we learned last time was swear, so you swear. But la shaker is falsely. So when you swear falsely, that's a bad thing. Vachit lal ta. Vachit lal ta. You profane. Ta'ashok.
Ta'ashok.
You oppress. Ooh boy. These are bad things. Left hand column. Tigzol.
Tigzol.
You rob. Talin.
Talin.
Remains overnight. Pa'ulat.
Pa'ulat.
The wages. What are you supposed to do with the wages of your workers? Supposed to pay them every night. Mm-hmm. Sakhir.
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 Sakhir. Is a word for worker. It's not the only word, but it's one. Sakhir. Tekaleel.
Tekaleel.
You insult. You insult. Cheresh.
Cheresh.
Deaf. Mm-hmm. Deaf. Don't know why they put the. I assume they're going to have other words. It's going to be part of a word pair or something. The word for blind is izer.
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 Not
Iver, did I pronounce it wrong? I'm sorry, Iver.
Yeah, you said Iver.
Ah, sorry, Iver. I was looking at the dagesh in the vav, which would normally make it an u, but it's not here. What's its purpose?
It's to show you where the second syllable starts.
To show you where the second syllable starts, so it doubles the vav. So if you broke it into syllables, it would be Eve, Ver. Iver. Mm-hmm. And then Michshol.
Michshol.
Michshol. A stumbling block. Some of these words are tongue twisters, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Verb analysis. Tignovu.
Tignovu.
Y'all will steal from ganav, which is the root word for steal. Techachashu is deceive. And up in the vocabulary, they say you lie. Deceive, lie, same thing. Techacharu. From shachar is to deal falsely. Tishavu is from the verb swear, which we had in the section before. Vachilalta that verb means to defile or profane. Defile or profane, which means the same thing, to make unclean, essentially, make unholy. Ta'ashoch is from the verb oppress. Tigzol is from the verb that means to seize or rob. Because back in those days, how did you rob somebody? You seize their possessions. Talin means to pass the night. Lila is the word for night. This comes from a hollow verb, which is lon. Lon in a hollow verb in the perfect tense, the vav in the middle falls out. That's why it's called a hollow verb. And then we have tekaleel. Means curse or insult. That's interesting. So a curse and an insult are essentially the same thing. And then titain. You know very well. You know very well. Which is what? You gave. Or you will give any imperfect. You will give. Grammatical notes, 19.2. Hebrew expresses general prohibitions with lo, plus the imperfect tense. All in imperfect tense is a temporary prohibition. Lo with the imperfect is a permanent prohibition. That's where we get the commands, thou shalt not. In 19.11 it says, ba'amito literally means in your association. It does not strike out the word your and put his. The O vowel at the end is his, not your. It says, or with your associate means, or with his associate. You all see the O vowel at the end meaning his, not your.
Yeah. I was wondering where the your was coming from. That out.
That's just a boo-boo on their part. We all make the boo-boos on occasion. That's a technical legal term, by the way. Last grammatical note, 1914 says adjectives can work like nouns in Hebrew. We know that. In verse 14, deaf means the deaf or the deaf one, and blind means the blind or the blind one. And we certainly know from our earlier book that that is a possible way of using the word. So let's begin on page 36 with the Hebrew. Lo.
Lo.
Tignovu.
Lo.
Tignovu.
Teaching, no boo.
Below.
Below.
To chachashu.
Below.
To chachashu.
To chachashu.
Below.
Below.
To shacharu.
To
shacharu.
To shacharu.
Ish.
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 Ba'amito.
Ba'amito.
So let's translate, Daniel. Lo tignovu.
Y'all will not steal.
Yeah, it's a literal command. Thou shalt not steal. But the tignovu makes it clear to us in the Hebrew that it's plural. It's you all of you. Thou shalt not steal. Right?
Yes.
Velo techachashu.
And y'all will not lie.
And do not lie. Again, it's a command form. Do not steal, do not lie. Candy, velo techachashu.
And do not cheat.
And do not cheat. Ish.
A man.
A man. Ba'amito.
In his association.
With his association, right. Or literally, it gets translated in the scriptures as one another. But you understand what it means. This man that you want to cheat is an associate of yours. He's one of you. So why would you do that to him? Verse 12, Hebrew. Velo.
Velo.
Tishavu.
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 Vishmi. Oh, that's bad. Mm.
Ishmi.
Lashacher.
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 Vachilalta.
Vachilalta.
Et.
Et.
Shame.
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 Alohecha.
Shame.
Alohecha.
Alohecha.
Ani.
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 Adonai.
Adonai.
Daniel, velo tishavu.
And do not swear.
And do not swear. Bishmi.
In my name.
In my name. Lashacher.
Falsely.
Falsely. And do not swear falsely in my name. What happens if you do? You swear falsely in God's name. What's that mean? You take it in vain. That means, how do you think of his name? Is it something important, or do you make it worthless and empty?
Worthless and empty.
And what did God say about those who take his name in vain?
It's not going to be good for them.
Yep. Yes, that's exactly right. Carry on, Candy. Vachilalta. And you'll profane et shame Elohecha.
The name of your God.
The name of your God. So when you swear by God's name falsely, you profane his name, which means you defile it. You make it of little value. And then he ends, Daniel, with Ani Adonai.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. Why does he add that at the end? Ani Adonai. I am the Lord.
He's pretty much setting the authority, saying, I'm the Lord, you better not do this.
Exactly. He's putting the authority on it. I'm the one who's commanding it, and I'm the one who will hold you responsible for it, because I'm the judge come the end of days. Verse 13 in Hebrew, Lo.
Lo.
Ta'ashok.
Lo.
Ta'ashok.
Ta'ashok.
Et.
Et.
Re'acha.
Below.
Below.
Tigzol.
Tigzol.
Low.
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 Talin.
Talin.
Peulat.
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 Sahir.
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 I can't see the vowel. Itacha.
Itacha.
Od.
Od.
Bocher.
Bocher.
Okay. Daniel, lo ta'ashoch.
Do not oppress.
Do not oppress. Et re'acha.
That literally says your friend.
Literally says your friend, or can also be translated as your neighbor. But it implies that your neighbor is your friend. That's why the same word gets translated both ways. So it's not talking about a foreigner. It's one of your people who dwells with you. Do not oppress your neighbor or your friend. Candy, velo tigzol.
And do not rob.
Do not rob. Lo talin.
It will not remain overnight.
It's literally a command. Do not keep overnight. Pe'ulat. Sahir.
Wages of a worker.
Wages of a worker. Right. Daniel, itacha.
With you.
With you. Od.
Until.
Boker.
Morning.
Okay. So this is all one command. Do not oppress your neighbor or your friend. And do not rob or withhold from him. Do not pass the night with the wages of a worker with you until morning. In other words, the command is to pay the worker every night. Why?
Because they have to provide for their family.
Right. They use it to buy the daily food to provide for themselves and their family. So if you withhold it and don't pay them for a week, then they're really going to suffer and God will hold you accountable for it.
It's totally different than our mindset.
Totally different from our mindset.
So much in savings, it's not.
That's right. It was a different life back then.
Once a month.
Yeah, I hear you. Me too. Verse 14 in Hebrew. Lo.
Lo.
Tekaleo.
Lo.
Tekaleo.
Cheresh.
Cheresh.
Valifne.
Valifne.
Iver.
Iver.
Lo.
Iver.
Lo.
Lo.
Titain.
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 Michol.
Michol.
Daniel. Lo. Tekaleel.
Do not insult.
Insult. Cheresh.
The death.
Or I would translate it myself as a deaf one. But the deaf is the way they say to do it. That works fine too. Candy, valifne iver.
And before a blind one.
Uh-huh. And before a blind one, lo titain michshol.
Do not give a stumbling block.
Do not give or do not set a stumbling block. So what is the commandment? Don't insult the deaf and don't put a stumbling block in front of the blind so that they fall. How can we say we love our neighbor if we're torturing them because of an infirmity that they may have? And that's where we'll stop for the week. Our time's expired. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 38.